You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back with Tarek Maddox. We're going to get some more of Tat's Tips, Tarek's Tips. Tat's his nickname. His friends call him that in UK when you call him out to come work you out. Tarek Maddox, he trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller and some of the other pro athletes here in town. Tarek, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
It's my pleasure. So what are we going to talk about today?
Exercising today.
Okay. Well, exercise, it seems to me like everybody knows how to exercise. They go in the weight room, they pick up the free weights, they slap a couple on a piece of steel, and they start pressing iron, and eventually they get hurt.
Definitely. You see people nowadays trying to be very fancy in the gym, and they're stacking on weight, they're jumping up and down.
CrossFit's not bullfit, is it?
CrossFit is get ready to get hurt and not be fit.
Yeah, it seems to me like they don't really work on getting your strength all over, and you can get hurt with just a little bit of a bad move.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenging type of exercise or routine. You definitely want to – I would recommend that type of training for Olympic athletes, firefighters, and police officers. Not my daily thing that I would
middle-aged guys like me.
No, definitely not. Nowadays you see guys trying it out and getting hurt, and it's just setting them back more and more.
So what do you recommend then for exercising?
Number one rule is to keep it simple. You can start off with body weight squats, push-ups, and a brisk walk.
Rhonda liked to keep it simple. She gave us a thumbs up and got a head nod too.
Got to keep it simple. I mean, that's the best progress to try to get yourself on right.
Okay, so you're keeping it simple. Does that mean just taking 10 exercises and getting to know them and doing them on a regular basis?
Yeah, definitely. You can also incorporate some interval type training, bouncing around from push-ups, then you do your squat, maybe some light jump ropes, and then a walk and come back and start again. So it's, the interval training will keep your heart rate up, and also you'll burn good calories doing stuff like that.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite exercises other than pulling a blocking sled or flipping a tractor trailer tire?
Push-ups.
Push-ups?
Very simple push-ups. You won't get hurt doing push-ups. You're not lifting more than your body weight. You're not putting that added stress on your lower back or any joints.
So sort of like then also a plank, which I guess is sort of a modified push-up?
Yeah, you can do modified planks, modified push-ups, and planks are great for the core, obviously, but you want to make sure your back is straight. Body straight, and on the planks are great.
Okay, so we've talked about push-ups. How about something else? Some other stuff. What somebody's running, then they've done some push-ups. Running up and down stairs, I guess that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You also want to keep in mind you got to have that rest and recovery time while working out. And if you're a beginner, you don't have to overdo it. Make sure you're resting at least 1 to 3 minutes in between your exercises. If you're doing intervals, checking your heart rate throughout the program or your exercise, making sure your heart rate doesn't go too high and things like that.
What would be too high for a heart rate?
Well, too high is, you want to do 220 minus your age and whatever number that is.
Okay.
All right. That's the base number that you can't exceed.
So, okay, so then I just basically start my stopwatch, I start working out, I check my baseline pulse, and then I just keep going from there.
Yeah, you keep going. If your pulse is, you count it for 15 seconds, you multiply it by 4, whatever that is, you can't go beyond that number. That's 220 minus your age. You can't go beyond that. So if it's 150 and your heart rate is 145, you're pretty close to exceeding your maximum heart rate. So you want to keep it below that.
Okay. What other tips do you have for people that are exercising, especially since it's hot down here?
Just keep yourself well hydrated. Stay out of the sun. Don't try to be a guru or a bad person, man, a badass working out. Just stay out of the sun and keep yourself well hydrated and, stay away from all that sugar.
Okay, so no sugar, little sugar, diluted Gatorade, not full-bore Gatorade.
Yes, exactly.
Now, people have gyms in their homes. They have gyms where they live. All these fancy apartments and condos are putting in a little bit more than a universal machine today. But how about doing it the natural way? Can somebody get a good workout just at the park?
Yeah, being very creative. You can Google all types of different exercises out there to do. As long as you're not getting too fancy, like I think some exercise programs are, like CrossFit, throwing things above your head and trying to jump on top of a car and jump down and pushing cars. I don't recommend those types of things. That's just heading for an injury, a long-lasting injury. So, yeah, you can be very creative, taking the stairs, coming back down, jumping up again, jumping up stairs one by one, small steps, and, things like that.
And how about you always tell me when we're working out to listen to your body. What should I be listening for?
Well, if you're feeling pain, you're getting overheated, your heart rate is going up. Like I say, you know, you definitely want to check your heart rate now every now and again. Shooting pain in the bottom of the foot, which is plantar fasciitis. A lot of us get that when we're running or walking. If that hurts, you got to stop. You know, learn different stretches. Obviously, you want to warm and stretch the body up before you get in any kind of program or routine or exercise during the summer.
Well, how do people find you? We're almost out of time, and I want to make sure we save warm-up and cool-down for another segment.
Yes, sir. Okay, we will do that. You guys can follow me at Twitter, at Tarik Maddox. You can always shoot me questions on Twitter or IG, which is Instagram, at Tarik Maddox again, or shoot me an email, TarikMaddox@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Tarik Maddox, as always, keeping us healthy and happy.